How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Tonight, Bears lose to the Broncos. Get a full recap of the game. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Packers on Thanksgiving night on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Move for the Bears today with Jimmy Clausen being cut by the Bears this afternoon. David Fales, your new backup quarterback. Apparently one team was ready to sign Fales away from the Bears, and in order to protect him, Clausen had to go. Terrence Mitchell also gone. He was cut last week, signed to the practice squad by the Bears, and that was short-lived. And it's a short week for John Fox and company.
Like, being here is restrictive. I mean, this is my Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, we've got a lot of game planning to go on a short week. But, you know, we'll manage, and, you know, I think everybody has to deal with it these days. It used to be a little bit more selective. Now I think pretty much everybody has to deal with it.
Bears are now 4-6 with a short week ahead. They'll be in Green Bay coming up on Thanksgiving night. Brock Osweiler looked good against the Bears in his first start on his birthday, so he's going to get a second start for the Broncos next week against the Patriots. The Bulls and Hawks are off today. Bulls will be playing in Portland on Tuesday. The Blackhawks will be in San Jose on Wednesday. Derrick Rose practiced today for the Bulls. He is on track to start tomorrow night against the Blazers. College hoops, Illinois playing host to Chicago State. Again, that game down in Springfield tonight. We'll have that one for you at 6:30 right here in the Score, and that's going to be followed by Monday Night Football, and a good one too, Bills and Patriots. That'll be joined in progress somewhere around 9 o'clock. And North Carolina falls from the top spot to ninth in the rankings. Bad time for Northwestern to get him, but that's how it's going to go. Tar Heels and Wildcats will face off in Kansas City tonight. DePaul finished up the Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands this afternoon, getting a win over Norfolk State 82-78. Baseball notes, Dave Roberts expected to be named the manager of the Dodgers. Former Cub player and Mariners and Pirates manager Lloyd McClendon has landed with the Tigers organization. He'll manage the AAA squad in Toledo. And the White Sox have named Aaron Rowan as a minor league instructor. Join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors for the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour Special Edition this Wednesday at Deja Brew in Oak Lawn from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast and score some Bud Light swag and enter for a chance to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com.
Go Bears!
Bears Monday.
Brock Osweiler gets the win for Denver. 17-15 the final.
breaking down yesterday's game.
Gonna keep it himself. Now he pulls back. Now he floats it out of the back, and it's incomplete, incomplete. And the Broncos will take over at the four-yard line.
You know, I think we hadn't made many trips down there, and we hadn't scored touchdowns. It had been kind of a field goal game. And, you know, at that point in the game, we felt that that was going to be kind of maybe our last opportunity. So we were aggressive and came up short on 4th and 4.
Wide open, Demaryius Thomas. Nobody near him. Thomas takes it all the way. Touchdown, Broncos. Chris Prezinski whiffed.
And happy birthday, Brock Osweiler, because that was a gift from his wide receiver doing the work.
And the Bears secondary as well.
You know, you guys always want to hear the blame game, but, you know, we just didn't execute very well. Well, that's what happened.
We're right there. Our margin for error isn't that great. We've got to play pretty good football for 4 quarters, and we got to play really good football in the 4th quarter.
We're a team. We feel like we can beat anybody, anywhere, anytime. And unfortunately, it didn't happen today. I think we're gaining respect from the teams we're playing. Teams that have us on the schedule down the line are taking notice of this.
Taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys. Let's go Bears.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a Bears fan.
Well, what happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Monday.
For Osweiler, he matches something that hadn't been done since 1983.
83. The Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
You wait for those golden moments when you get yourself an 83.
Yep, you knew that was coming.
Yep, WBBM AM with News Radio 780 and 105.9. Now's our guy Jeff Joniak giving it to you. Like only he can. He gives it to you.
Yeah, the news today, David Fales has been promoted officially to backup quarterback. Jimmy Clausen was given his fucking papers. And Steve from Racine says, I'll bet you the interested franchise was the Baltimore Ravens, who yesterday lost Joe Flacco for the remainder of the season to a knee injury. Interesting that Dr. Death may have tried to reach out for a David Fales and his in-depth knowledge of the mortician's playbook to fill the roster spot. And he bets the Ravens will make an offer to journeyman Jimmy. I'd have more respect for Clausen were he to pass on the offer, given the grim reality that Dr. Death will be begging for work north of the border come January.
Yeah, I don't think it went well. I don't think it went well for so Dr. Far? Death. No, I don't think so. I don't think it's been a prize season. It's like, yeah, we found something here. You know, that actually makes sense because that's probably what you would do. If he's comfortable with Fales, that's probably exactly what you do. I mean,
First you try for Fales, then your fallback is Jimmy when Jimmy's there.
Yeah, well, if you take Jimmy, that
don't take Jimmy.
So
he's bad.
Bad.
Yeah, he can't play at all. I mean, Case Keenum was bad, and then he was knocked out, and then he stayed in. And
he was bad. Well, he's bad when you. What would. When they. I mean, look, I understand your other quarterback probably sucks too, but seriously? Case Keenum?
And at some point, you're deciding that that Case Keenum gives us the best chance to win.
But I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Fired. I don't know how he survives exactly because the Ravens are going to scapegoat somebody for that season. And wasn't that was a lot of people's Super Bowl pick, was it not?
Yes. I thought they'd be good too. I was wrong because they're not good at all. And a thought here from Canuck Boy, who says, after watching the Bears offense somewhat come alive in the 4th quarter and thinking back to several occasions this year where Cutler's moved the team effectively, I can't help but wonder if the conservative nature of the offense has held him back. It's a fine line between clock management and a successful running game to keep competitive and Cutler in check. But it's another thing if you're limiting yourself. Do you see Gase and Fox being too conservative in the first halves? Or is the fact that the Bears are even close enough to compete in the 4th quarter a product of that conservatism? Well, that's chicken or the egg there, right?
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
There's no good answer.
No.
Probably. Probably. Both are right, probably. That's why you got to manage the game in front of you and not the game you think is going on. You can game plan for everything, but at some point when you're running no huddle and 2 minute stuff, it's also the product of the other team winning. That they're going to play a different kind of defense. But yeah, it's exciting when Jay is just gunslinging every once in a while. It's fun to watch. I knew they were going to punch in a touchdown. I did not know about that. I wasn't sure about the 2-point conversion, but I was certain when that thing got rolling, they're going to punch it in. Don't ask why. I just was. Tom in Evanston is on the score.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Tom.
Hey, I was on the other day. I kind of had a sensitive issue of whether I was going to have some problems with my heart or my leg. And I found out this morning there was actually an issue of I was going to lose my leg if they found a certain thing when they went in for the MRI.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you guys gave me a lot of hope because you didn't really, first of all, Bernstein didn't baby me. And I didn't expect Bernstein to baby me. He just told it like it is, and you guys gave me a little compassion. I saw a little compassion on each one of you. And I got to admit, in the past, I said, oh, Bors and Bernstein, are they the hits of the score? And I know you guys are because you're considered the best ones on the score. But in the past, I said, well, you know, they're kind of tougher than some of these guys that call in. But you know what? You could have been tough on me that day, and it wouldn't have made any difference because it was just I was down in the dirt. But you picked me up out of the dirt and made a lot of things. I got to watch that Bear game yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to have some hope because there was some hope. And it was another close game, you know.
I think there's a lot of hope moving ahead. I do. I think if you're hoping that this is going to be something, I do. I mean, look, you're going to lose some coaches after the end of this year. Not John Fox, but I think you're going to lose some coaches. That's going to be tough to replace. But look what they've done this with really nothing. They've done this with and you can't keep your offense anywhere near healthy on the field. You've had to switch your offensive line is doing the dance every week. It's somebody different, and you can't keep your best wide receiver on the field. I think that it really on balance, and the defense is okay. They could use a lot better people, and someday they'll have them.
Yeah, this roster stinks, really. Yeah. I mean, you compare this to other NFL rosters, and they don't really have anybody out there that can make a play for them, and they're still in a game against a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
So be well, Tom.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Tom, take care of yourself, my friend.
See? Never let it be said. The Bors and Bernstein show is here on a Bears Monday, no less, to show the kind of compassion that keeps people going from week to week.
Compassion that keeps people alive.
Yes, that's what we do.
1-6.
That's what we
every
do.
Every damn day.
We are keeping you alive, and if you dare go elsewhere, you will instantly drop dead.
I had a guy today telling me, I had all kinds of people approaching me today. It's just so weird. And he was telling me, hey, you know what? You guys are so tough on your callers, but I wouldn't have it any other way. He's just laughing. He was more laughing than he was like talking. So you guys are so tough. You don't let any stupid people get away with anything. And he starts laughing. And you can't get a word in. You know, it's right.
That's what we do.
You got the right show. Because sometimes you get this thing, and I know they're not talking about us.
Right.
Listened to you score the other day.
Yeah,
you got not quite on that one.
That didn't happen, but that's okay. But he got it right.
Okay.
Absolutely right. And said the same thing, that he wouldn't have it any other way. This makes his day. He said, you don't allow the stupid to speak. I said, well, we do. We enjoy it when they do. But he said, well, you make them pay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I ran out of energy to make them pay a long time ago. But
We had a lot of people coming up on Friday, too, Barry Rosner. And we had a really fun time at another round in Downers Grove. And there's a couple guys came up there. One guy goes, hey, you're pretty tough on callers. And I thought it was going to be one of those, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Day of the Pipe Fitters, remember?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yes, I do.
I don't know if you ever saw that movie, The Day of the Pipe Fitters.
The Day of the Pipe Fitters,
Sam Peckinpah.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be one of those, like, oh, here it comes. And again, he goes, hey, just do me a favor. I went, yeah. He goes, don't stop doing that. I said, why? He goes, I drive a truck for a living, and that's my favorite thing to listen to. He said, I'd rather listen to that than music. I said, all right, great. Well, then we're good here. And we got no issues. And the thing is, too, that actually, truth be told, this year, and this is why this has been a really weird Bears year, we have not had typical Bears Mondays this year.
No.
We have not had typical, what the hell, going around with it? You know, every once in a while you get one, but God, because last year it became wearying. It was just one after the other after the other, every Bears. And now we're getting a lot more. Something happened in this offseason. Something happened with the coaching change. Something happened with what people are seeing here. And on a fundamental level, that is, it has made this year different. After wins, after losses, I can't quite put my finger on what or why. But on every modality that we've got here, emails, Twitter, you know, even during games, I'm still meatballing out during games because it's fun to do. You take 3 hours and you act like an idiot and you yell and scream and throw things. And
I think what they've done is that, and I wasn't sure it could be done, is that even though in order to get up to the level of the Broncos and the Packers and others who are really good teams around the NFL, the Cardinals will just kick your ass, won't they? They just kind of just stand out there and kick your ass for you. But, I mean, it's interesting that only once this year, and that was the game at Seattle, have the Bears really been bounced on their head and just kicked down the road. I mean, it for a team that really is lacking in so many positions, key positions, and doesn't generate much of a pass rush, they went without a sack for a while, what do you still have, one interception or two by your secondary? Is it two? Are they up to two?
I think we're up to two. Aren't we? All yeah. Right.
Despite all this, and the fact that your number one draft choice, an offensive player you haven't seen, if I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, I have no idea what he looks like.
And you got 24 hours now, right? Because we're past 3 o'clock. So we're in 24-hour window of the Bears' decision on Kevin White.
Mm-hmm.
Yay or nay?
Yay or nay?
Up or down for the year? I think it's a pretty easy call.
I do, too.
I think the answer is nay.
Nay.
I think down, and that's that.
But I think that what they've done to the smart football fan, and there are some out there, is that you understand what a team looks like when it's well coached. You don't have to like the guy, because the guy's hard to like, and we like to make fun of him, and we will continue to do so. But that's what it looks like when they're... No, he doesn't care. That's what it looks like when they're well coached.
Maybe it's just sort of an object NFL lesson with all the stupidity and silliness that's going on. I guess for me, it's nice to know that there's something that remains true about the NFL. Because we have a controlled experiment here, because we're not dealing with Belichick. It's not the Patriots. You're looking at a roster that essentially has not changed.
No.
A couple guys here or there.
Right.
But for the most part, as static a roster as you're going to see, when you're controlling for every other variable except coaching. And I guess for me, it's just reassuring in general to know that those hires have that kind of meaning. And the John Fox is good at hiring people.
Well, that's weird you guys are so positive, because for me, it's the opposite, and I look at what was wasted the last 2 years. When you had some actual offensive talent, position players, you had some defensive guys that were some of the best this organization's ever had, and it was just wasted. You had draft picks wasted.
Yeah, I guess
that's what frustrates me, is that we wasted 2 years of our time as football fans investing in this team for that crap.
We spent so much time being mad about it. It's like I would be doubling down on being mad about it by being, doing it again. I feel like I wasn't even as mad about it until now.
Now I'm like, Joel, Jesus, man, what the hell is going on?
Right. How could it have been this bad?
Yeah. How could have gotten that bad?
And you see the fact that even some of the guys that are left over, Matty, they really shouldn't have a position, say, on the defense in particular. They're not that guy. They're not part of a 3-4 defense in any way, shape, or form. Still managed to find a way to contribute.
Right.
I mean, they're still playing, and guys that you signed and guys that didn't, oh, my God, can he really do that? Yes.
Well, see, but then I go one step further with it, and I get even more frustrated because the guys that put those guys in charge that ruined the last 2 years are still there making decisions. That's a problem.
Well, not as many.
But it doesn't matter, though. Many. They're still there.
Not as many.
They're still there with influence and with power and with decision-making abilities.
312-644-6767, a new slogan here for the show from Second Half Adjustments. The Boers and Bernstein Show, fire and compassion since 1999 on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. A couple of weeks back, if you had forced me to call winner of the NFC East, I probably would have said Philadelphia, but only because I had to. Now, there's no way I'd make that same call. Not after they laid down yesterday against Tampa Bay in their own house. They played like they had already booked non-refundable vacations to St. Bart's in January. Now they've lost 3 out of 4, and they just got their heads kicked in at home by famous Jameis and the Muscle Hamster. Doug Martin may always be the hamster to the rest of us, but everybody in Eagles gear should simply call him the Dugginator, just like he wants, because they wanted nothing to do with him. He did them for 235, and Jameis looked like he was back playing for Jimbo in college with 5 touchdown passes. Chipper, never mind winning the day. It's time to go back to winning Saturdays. And the NFC East is all yours, Eli. I'm Jim Rome.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or TwiningsUSA.com.
Hey, if your house is anything like mine, your internet gets a real workout this time of the year. From all the online shopping to downloading Christmas music, holiday movies, to all the friends and family being over and using your internet. Hey there, holiday friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You're going to need a fast and reliable internet service during the holidays, and the only choice is internet from Xfinity. Just think of all the holiday pictures and videos you'll want to share online and emails and on social media. And if your internet struggles, it won't be a very Merry Christmas for you. Now, Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable internet in America. Every room in your house, no matter how many devices are being used at one time, you will get nothing but the fastest and most reliable internet. Now, I have Xfinity internet at my house, and I've had it since I moved out to the burbs a few years ago. My internet has always been fast, always reliable. It's even gotten better over the years. But don't just take my word for it, though. Based on over 60 million consumer tests, run at speedtest.net. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet in America, period. And now you can hurry up right now and make a switch to Xfinity internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. So all you need to do is make a phone call to 1-800-XFINITY or visit my friends online at xfinity.com and make that switch to Xfinity internet today. Now, this amazing offer ends 12/27/15. Requirement does enrolls. There are certain restrictions and requirements that do apply for you to get those deals. But just call that number. My friends are going to help you out. They'll give you all the info you need so you can have the fastest, most reliable internet at your house. Just call them today, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit them online at xfinity.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Old Orchard Mall, starting at 7:30 p.m. Come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom Buffalo Wild Wings pub table and chairs. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate fan cave prize pack that includes the pub table and chairs and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven five-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
Story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How challenging is it for you to manage that, the knee right now?
What knee?
The left.
I didn't know I had to manage it. The last couple of weeks, you know, we had some guys playing good. And, you know, early in this season, my legs got a little worn out. So, coach did a great job and was, like, trying to ease me back in since I missed the last 2 weeks of practice. And I think he did a great job.
That's your guy.
He's funny, and he's violent. Well, you know, he is playing on one leg, but he's out there. I mean, he is. That's a fact. That's just, he's not what he was earlier, but he's doing the best he can. And even despite, the fact that one guy that seems to be the true pass rusher on the team is not able to do it, you're still in a game with the Denver Broncos. And I realize you've got the kid and all this other crap. I understand that. But that's one of the best defenses in the NFL. They will cover you all over the damn place.
You know what also matters about this Bears team, and something that emerged yet again from that game, you should be really excited about? Adrian Amos can ball. Adrian Amos, a fifth-round pick, is an NFL player right damn now.
Yes, he is.
That delayed blitz was yet another example of the increasing some of his responsibilities. He is a very responsible tackler. He takes solid angles. He hits hard. I like everything I see every week out of him. He does something where you kind of nod your head and say, okay, all right, that's a real dude there. I don't know much about him at all.
I don't know
about his makeup. Nope. I don't know anything else. Nope. But that is a real dude that I know for sure that is a starting safety in their window.
Yeah, I think that there's a, in terms of what he's done with the draft, and again, most of them are playing already. You haven't seen the number one guy, and you hope he can. But, I mean, the first draft class is, you sort of take a look at it, and we've had general managers in this town, their draft class, basically, within a very short amount of time, makes you want to throw up. And this one does not. Is an incomplete grade, obviously, on all of it, but many of them have had to be big-time contributors already. And if Kevin White can play, and I don't know if he can or he can't, but if he can play, then you're talking about a hell of a draft class. But you got to do it again, and you got to do it again. And I mean, but even with street fill-ins and other guys that other teams probably wouldn't take a second look at, you've managed to put together a team that can hang with you. And they've been hanging with everybody for a while now. Teams that are better than they are, been more established in the area, have had better players in a lot of places than they do. You played that Ram team, beat the crap out of them. They have five first-round draft picks on the front line.
I even go back to the Seattle game. If Jay Cutler plays that game, they're in that game too. It was 6-0 at half.
That's right. Yes, it was 6-0. That's correct.
6-0.
Correct.
And the only reason that got out of hand is because you had a non NFL quarterback.
Correct.
And as of right now, he's literally not an NFL quarterback at this point, unless somebody else decides to grab him. But you would have been in that game, too.
I agree. Because they're not that good. And it was like, oh, here comes the old Seahawks. And I'm thinking, no, not against him. They're not against Jimmy Clausen. Don't give me the old Seahawks crap. And since then, it's proven to be correct. Because that old Seahawks crap isn't really working for the most part. Certainly not what it had been. But, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the one blemish when you look at this season that you say, oh, man, they got pounded. Well,
now, you know why? Because they had a guy who couldn't play.
Correct.
The most important position in sports. Correct. So I see this from ProFootballTalk.com. It says, as reported on Sunday night's edition of NBC's Football Night in America, Peyton Manning currently intends to play next season, even if he's not playing for the Broncos.
He won't be.
And as a separate source told PFT today, Manning has told teammates he wants to play next year. It's not known whether Peyton has said to current Denver teammates that he'd play for another team in 2016. It's hardly a definite that he will play because the Broncos presumably won't want to pay Manning the $19 million he's due to make in the final season of his five-year deal.
No, they won't.
Would they offer to pay less? Would someone else pay more than the Broncos would offer? How little would Manning be willing to take to play another year? $10 million? $8 million? $6 million? And the question of whether another team would be willing to let him run whatever offense he wants to run. Much will need to be resolved after the current season ends. Regardless, the current plan is to play next year.
The thing is that if you watch him, and I don't care who you are in the NFL, even the dumbest coach in the NFL, your guy's a candidate for that. But
Jim Tapsula?
I think he's in the team photo.
Oh, absolutely.
He'd be sitting in the back somewhere
he's in the back of the photo looking the wrong way, but he's in the photo.
He's in the photo. I mean, nobody wants that. There can't be a guy in his right mind unless somebody from the front office said, yeah, we're taking him. Because you can look at all the film you want to of Peyton Manning this year, and you know that there's nothing there. You know there isn't.
I read an interesting story by our guy Matt Miller, who will join us tomorrow. He has Peyton Manning. The best thing for him would be to go be general manager of the Browns and hire his guy Adam Gase as head coach and get to work.
Well, I saw that he has two front office offers. He has them.
He could do the Elway thing.
Oh, no doubt.
And Elway, make no mistake. Elway, you can see why that thing with John Fox runs that thing like an emperor.
Mm-hmm.
He is involved in everything. That is a hands-on GM, head of an organization guy. He is involved in everything. And Matt Miller's Wednesday.
Yeah, he didn't get, you know, I mean, there's a lot of when you hire Peyton Manning, you do all that and you go through all that crap. But the fact is, look what that guy's put together. He went out, you know, you went out and bought your quarterback and you brought him in and you had all the fun
but
with him.
But that's not
all
without that. But risk. The fact,
yeah,
you can't just say, oh, yeah, sure, he just did that. It's a big damn move.
Yeah.
That's a guy who, even through all the Tebow silliness, knew that the guy couldn't play.
Yep. And I'm telling you, he is he knows how to put together a team. And I know Peyton Manning has two front office offers. I saw it the other day that there's at least two teams very interested in putting him in the front office. And what's he interested in? Staying in uniform.
At some point, his wife has got to just say, stop playing. Seriously. You had a broken neck. You can't feel fingers in your hand. Just stop.
Yeah, it should be enough hints.
Stop playing football. At some point, that's her job to do that. Or his dad can say something. Somebody tell this guy to stop. 312-644-6767. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Jew Losko wants to take you for a great ride on the Chicago Bears fan van. Visit JewLosko.com/fanvan for details. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
We have waived Jimmy Clausen, quarterback, and we're bringing David Fales up to the active roster. It's effective today.
John Fox says another team had interest in Fales, so the Bears made the move.
You know, it was a decision we made organizationally to give him a look.
Meantime, the Bears didn't practice today, but the NFL requires Fox to give an injury report in advance of Thursday's game.
Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Kadeem Carey, head, did not participate. Martellus Bennett, ribs, did not participate. Sherrod Martin, neck, did not participate. Antrell Roll, knee, did not participate. Alshon Jeffrey, groin, was limited. Marquise Wilson, groin, was limited. Matt Forte, knee, was limited. Leroy Reynolds, knee, limited. Bernell McPhee, knee, limited. Jarvis Jenkins, chest, limited. That's kind of a mythical injury report like we would have practiced today.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
You're not laughing at that. It's 3:32, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. So it's a short week for John Fox. Does it help having familiarity with Green Bay? I think you know this answer.
Really not much about this. It's easy. Do we have more familiarity? Yes, but so do they. You know, it kind of all shakes out.
4-6 now, with a short week ahead. They'll be in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. Brock Osweiler looked good against the Bears, and so on his birthday, he'll get another present. His second start for the Broncos next week as they take on the Patriots. And looking ahead for the Bears, 49ers defensive tackle Glenn Dorsey, a torn ACL. They're supposed to face the Bears coming up next Sunday, a week from Sunday, I should say, and he is going to be out for the year. Bulls and Hawks are off. Bulls will be in Portland Tuesday, Hawks in San Jose Wednesday. Derrick Rose practiced in full today. He is on track and expecting to start tomorrow night against the Blazers. Aaron Brooks, though, Mike Dunleavy still not ready to return, but Dunleavy looks close. College hoops, Illinois hosting Chicago State. That game in Springfield tonight, we'll have it for you at 6:30 on the Score. It'll be followed by Monday Night Football, Bills and Patriots, and we will join that in progress. Poor Northwestern Wildcats get North Carolina tonight after the Tar Heels relinquished the top spot in the rankings today. That game in Kansas City. DePaul finishing up the Paradise Jam down in the Virgin Islands this afternoon with an 82-78 win over Norfolk State. Maui Classics underway, although someone forgot to tell Chris Mullen to bring his team. 19th-ranked Vanderbilt burying St. John's, 99-52 the final. Indiana and Wake Forest getting started top of the hour. Holidays may come and go, but performance is, as always, in season. Visit your Chicagoland Jaguar retailer during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event for the gift that keeps on growling. Offers end coming up on January 4th. 3:30, time for the closing bell report. Ho-hum finish on Wall Street today. Dow Jones down 31 points to finish at 17,792. The NASDAQ dropped 2.5 to end up at 5102. And the S&P also 2.5 off to finish up at 2086. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670. The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And this hour is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
Happy Bears Monday. Well, maybe not happy. I'm just wishing you a happy Bears Monday, even if you're unhappy. But hey, look, we provide hope and compassion.
Yeah, we do. And I'm not, you know what? For a season like this, when the expectations were just down, ground into the dust before it ever happened, I'm not going to get mad at this team or the coach anymore. After this, I've seen more than I thought I'd see anyway, and a more competitive team, and all of it. I mean, if you're somebody that's just getting plastered every week, just getting your, okay, I could see that too, because you don't have the players you need. But it's not being allowed to happen.
I thank them for an entertaining 3 hours.
Yes.
Lake Forest and Noah on the Score. Hi, Noah.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Noah.
Hi. I just had a question. These broadcast teams, the NFL, CBS, Fox is putting in the booth every week is just atrocious, nauseating. And I understand.
I thought the Bears broadcasters were really good.
This week, well, who was it? Fouts.
Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts.
Yeah,
one of my favorite crews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I will say this, that when I turned it on, I saw that Fox was up there. I was happy. It's something I've actually even heard of. But, you know, you put on any other sport, you know, you put on baseball, you got Glenn and JD up there. Why can't the NFL have each team has a broadcast team? And when you turn it on in Chicago on Fox or CBS, you get the Bears guys.
See, they want to move them around to the best games, though. If there's a big game or something, they want their best guys on that big game.
And they're not going to make teams start paying their own broadcasters and setting up their it's all centralized. It's a different product.
I know what you're saying, but sometimes they're frustratingly bad, but not yesterday.
If you can sync up the radio broadcast, if you want a hometown call, you can get a hometown call with your guy Jeff Joniak, if you can make that work for
Great
you.
Great call.
That's the way it works.
He's done a terrific job.
Your guys in the NFL are your radio guys, and mm-hmm. the TV guys you're going to have to live with. But I agree that in general, like you watch a national NBA game, it's just a better broadcast.
No question.
No matter who it is.
No question.
Just any crew is better than some of these. I don't know if it's head trauma. I don't know if it's just too many of these analysts are just have brain damage. But
the meathead football analyst that you get sometimes, and especially when you start going deep into the college thing, like, oh, here's a perfect example of a college broadcast. That in the Wisconsin-Northwestern game, you saw the guy, after Stave got hurt, I saw the guy run up and clock it. He ran, the running back, the wide receiver, whatever, took the snap and clocked it. And neither the play-by, I think it was Kevin Kugler and Matt Millen. Nobody saw it, and I'm screaming, guys, it's fourth down. He threw the ball into the ground. He took the snap. He threw it. Oh, what's going on? We can't understand. That entire truck, the entire crew, it took everybody 10 minutes to figure out what the hell happened. And if you're watching, he took the snap and he threw it on the ground. Your graphic was wrong. The broadcasters was wrong. Both broadcasters were wrong. And I'm watching, guys, look what's happening out there. I don't know why nobody saw it.
Aside from the fact he didn't know what was going on, was Millen any good? I've heard him a couple times this college season. No,
not really. He just goes through the usual meathead analyst stuff.
Okay.
Everybody's doing that warmed over old John Madden act.
Which is why John Madden.
That's why I miss Mike Mayock. Because I like guys who at least sound like themselves instead of trying to do the same Madden bit that everybody's been doing for years. Walter's in Waukesha. He's on the score.
You know what, Dan? I couldn't agree with you more about Amos. He is a stud. Did you see that hit he put on Vernon Davis?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw him every game, that guy looks like a pro.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to tell you this right here. I think Kevin White is the real deal because if you look at the scouting, you know, how many years, and y'all know this, y'all watch Bear games, how many years have they said, oh, well, it takes us 2-3 years to figure out if this draft class is good. Not with this class. You know exactly who they got, who the people is. They brought them in right away, and they start on day one. You know what I'm saying? Langford could have probably started on day one. Gasol, the center, shouldn't have played this last game. You can tell he's groomed. They got him right into the game and stuff like that. That Kansas City game, he looked like a veteran.
Well, you know what? In this town, whether it was Jerry Angelo or Phil Emery, we're used to second round picks getting cut. You know, third round picks getting cut. And the fact that you have your second round pick starting playing well, your third round pick starting. Acquitting himself in
fourth round
well
pick
enough.
Starting.
Your fourth round pick starting.
Your fifth round pick starting.
That's not so bad. And Leno is what? Was he a pick a couple years ago? I don't remember if he was a pick or an undrafted free agent, but that bodes well. That's a positive.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You just need more.
We're Boers and Bernstein. 312-644-6767. It's Bears Monday, 5 o'clock. Rich Campbell of the Tribune is going to join us. Talk a little bit more Bears and NFL on the score.
Bears lose to the Broncos. Get a full recap of the loss. Find out what went wrong. Plus, it's quick turnaround for the Bears as they have a big Thanksgiving night date with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
This Friday is $1 million discount day at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Every new and pre-owned vehicle will be discounted for one day and one day only. That adds up to over $1 million in discounts. Drive home a brand new 2016 Ford Fusion for under $18,000. Plus, no one will pay you more for your trade-in, no matter what condition it's in. It's $1 million discount day this Friday only and only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
Of all different varietals and blends. Now, we've got a Cyber Weekend special going here. This is only for you, and this is only for a limited time, just this week. When you use my code, Dan, D-A-N, at chwine.com, it's 30% off your entire purchase and free shipping on a case of wine and free gift bags. So if you are planning to give this away, maybe you run a small business or maybe you've got a big family you want to do, the gift bags come with this 30% off and free shipping. This is an absolute no-brainer. The average price of, say, a Napa Valley cab that's scoring over 90 points in Wine Spectator, the average price is $155 a bottle. However, Cameron Hughes has three 90-plus scoring Cabernets, three different Cabernets scoring 90-plus on the list. They average $30 a bottle, and now you get even more than that off at 30% off your entire purchase. And you get free gift bags, free shipping. It's a fantastic deal. 30% off and free shipping with my code Dan, D-A-N. Do this now. Don't forget to do this. This is the Black Friday Cyber Weekend, 30% off and free shipping, chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner. Make sure you do that. Enter the code D-A-N. Get any wine for 30% off and free shipping. chwine.com. Go to the mic. Enter Dan. These wines won't last. This deal won't last. It expires Sunday.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
They are about a yard shy.
Yeah, good eagle eye. Again, game after game.
I have glasses, Dan. I need help.
Eagle four eyes. One more time.
It's fourth and one, and the offense remains on the field, Dan.
He does need help. I will give him that. There's no question. He needs a tremendous amount of professional help because he's a crazy person.
He really is a crazy person. I mean, he really is. I mean, I enjoy his craziness. I think you know, compared to some of the broadcasts we've had here, I don't know how you didn't enjoy that. Some of the guys that have done the Bears games this year, are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
No, Ian's really good. Yeah. He always sounds like he's having fun. He doesn't make it seem turgidly important. Like, this is, you know, watching some international spectacle of, you know, something socio-politically important. It's just a football game.
Yeah, this it's a very difficult time, I would say this, for anybody who, and I'm not saying you shouldn't love your sports. It's just that I think it's a very easy time for you to sort of really understand what's important and what isn't.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about perspective.
Right. I mean, I mean,
not in this world, right?
Yeah,
now.
No, I don't. So, I mean, you can figure this one out for yourself. You may be the craziest person alive. And we run into many of them, by the way.
We were talking about John Fox earlier and just how he doesn't care about his relationship with the media. And he does the show with Josh List in the morning after games. And then he does
it Monday night.
Monday night. And he's got his other responsibilities. Well, most coaches do. And Chip Kelly in Philadelphia has his regular appearance as well. And he does his with Angelo Cataldi on our sister station in Philadelphia, WIP. And things got a little testy for old Chip.
How much does emotion enter into it? Do you get emotionally angry after a game when you lost the way you did yesterday?
Yeah, I think everybody does.
How does that manifest? Do you actually kind of transmit that anger to your players? You don't yell in public. Do you yell at them if they played real badly?
I don't think you have to yell at grown men. You know, I think every single player in that locker room is as disappointed or more disappointed than anybody in this city in terms of how we played and what the outcome of the game was. So for someone to have to yell at them or raise their voice, they're not 2-year-old. They're grown men. They know exactly what's going on. I think that's... that's Harry High School stuff. That doesn't flow, and that doesn't work, and that's not what I talk about. I mean, I think that's, if that's what people want a screamer and yeller, then let's hire you, because you're really good at it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure I would be worse than 4-6. I'm trying to understand. You said the talent is good this year. You're happy with that. You clearly have created the culture you feel most comfortable with, and you're 4-6, Chip. Trying to get us to understand why that's happening.
Because we've been outplayed in 6 football games. We've been outcoached in 6 football games.
There isn't a more general sense of what's going on with your team right now.
No, I think everything you look at is a weekly thing. You know, we had this conversation after the Dallas game that you beat Dallas, and then all of a sudden it's rainbows and candy canes, and we're going to win the rest of our games because we beat Dallas. You know, it's not like that. I mean, every week is its own individual week, just like this game will not reflect what goes on next week. We need to come back, go to work. We're in today. We got a game on Thursday, and we're going to go play. You know, I think we're not writing a story here. We're not making a movie. We're playing football, and football is a hard-ass game that you got to prepare for every single week, and you got to practice hard every single week, and you got to go play every single week.
I'm kind of with Chip Kelly on that.
I am too. Absolutely with Chip Kelly.
Because, you know, when you start
going... I don't even like the dude.
You start going down the fire and the passion road down there. I thought he handled it nicely, that you don't scream at grown men. And
grown-ass men.
Well,
I got you. Grown-ass men. No, I don't. I think that's... I think he's correct.
You know, football's 11 guys doing stuff.
Right, he's correct,
that
too.
That, too. It is. Absolutely, I cannot argue with the airtight logic of football being 11 guys doing stuff.
Whatever it is, though, wherever Chip Kelly is lacking, I mean, they won 10 games his first season, 10 games his second season, and now they're 4-6. So they're really going to have to win every game to get back to that 10 level. And this year, I think 10 probably gets you in, my guess would be. Yeah, see, it looks to me like enough teams are fading so that 10 would not leave you out.
Next year he can try to win 10 in Baton Rouge.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think he stays.
Rob in Burlington, you're on the score.
So I'm optimistic, Bob. And I know Dan isn't, because I was following him on Twitter yesterday, and he was already 200 words in on the Bears loss column, and it was a 10-6 game at halftime.
I was working ahead. I had things to do. I was hoping to get a jump on it.
So my statement I want to make here is that I believe the Bears still are very alive in this playoff hunt. If you look at the way the schedule ends up, the Vikings and the Buccaneers of all teams, and Seattle, are the in the Viking? Did I say Vikings? I'm sorry. Are the three teams that are really giving you problems with the wild card? And they all play each other at least once. With the Bears also playing two of the four teams once. So I think if the Bears win out, and it starts with Thursday being their toughest.
Oh, if they win out, yeah. Sure. Yeah. If you think they're going to win out, if that's
that
your
includes
scenario,
winning in Lambeau.
Yeah, then you're going to Lambeau next week, and then you're, like I say, you're in the playoffs.
Well, you know what? The Lions can win at Lambeau for the first time in 24 damn years. Can you imagine that they hadn't won their Lambeau in 24 years?
Oh, very easily, yes. I can imagine that. I don't have to imagine it because I've watched many of those games.
Yeah, I don't know that the Bears are capable of that kind of streak.
Yeah,
I know
go ahead. You want to dream, dream. Yeah, have fun with it.
Dream.
St. Joseph, Michigan, and Dave on the score.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you think the Bears and Ryan Pace have the foresight to approach Adam Gase? Maybe offer an assistant head coach position, pay him appropriately, with the understanding that he's heir apparent to John Fox?
We've taken any number of versions of this particular call, and I don't think Foxy's going anywhere.
I don't either. He certainly doesn't sound like it, nor does he act like it. And I mean, nor should he, actually. He's done exactly what you would think a veteran coach with his reputation should accomplish, even despite the fact that you don't have a whole hell of a lot of players. You really don't. I mean, players in terms of like guys that are really, really good at football. You don't have a hell of a lot of them. And he's got you in every game. He's got you in every game. Whatever he's doing, whatever the rest of them are doing. No, and Gase is, you know, we've had a number of variations, as you just mentioned, about this.
Gase is going to go take an NFL job. Somebody's going to make him an offer. He's going to take it, and that's going to be that.
And he's already talked about being ready for it and feeling he's ready and feeling that it's time to do it. I mean, he's already talked about this, so it's not like... And look, you don't start saying, oh, yeah, I'm ready for this, if you don't have feelers, if you don't have people saying no.
He knows where the calls are coming from. Yeah. He knows for whom he's interviewing.
So, you know, you can't really do that. And here's what you hope. You hope that John Fox is clever enough to hire somebody that's really good at what they do, just like Gase is.
So far, John Fox has been really good at hiring people.
I'd say yes.
That's one thing he's good at, and I will trust him to make another hire. I've got my eye on that current San Diego Chargers head coach.
I was reading this morning, that won't last much longer.
That's your next Bears offensive coordinator if this all works out the way I want it.
That was one of your one of the last interviews before they hired Dr. Death, and I really thought that McCoy had a chance. I really did. I thought that he had a chance, and Arians, I thought it was one of those two, and what did they do? Door number three. The zonk.
Arians.
Not the zonk, just the zonk.
Arians might be the best coach in the league. Seriously.
Yeah.
At least in the conference. I would still take Belichick. But as far as the NFC goes, make a case for somebody other than Bruce Arians for me. Body of work-wise. Orson Bernstein, you have the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend's